Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Popping Off about pop culture. I'm your host Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
Unfortunately, we have to again start off this episode not so great because there's a tiny Lizzo update. And by tiny, I mean like even more damaging. So I was reading an Us Weekly article yesterday, and basically the lawyer that is representing all of the plaintiffs is saying that there is supposed to be six more people that are coming forward. And like the thing that like really got me was that he was like, there's people coming forward like every single day talking about like similar instances or just like sharing their own stories. And like whether or not these people will actually be a part of the lawsuit, or they're just like people who are just like stating their stories. Oh my God, I hate to like even say it on the podcast, but he said people are coming forward every day, and it's very similar to the Me Too movement. And that made me want to vomit.
It's just like so sad and crazy for me to think that people would feel like so afraid to come out about somebody that, like, after the Me Too movement, that they would have to like wait for something like this. And the fact that they're like coming out in like full force against her, it just makes me so sad.
I know.
And it's like, I'm gonna be honest, when I first heard the news, I'm like, she's not, this is not fucking true. Like, this is not Lizzo.
I
I
think
mean, like, this
many
was like when
people
I heard
thought that.
the first headline, okay?
Yes.
And then like obviously like more information came in and it was like, okay, this is true. And then it's just like every day it's like sickening.
Yeah, it's just like more and more is coming out, and just like that sentiment about like how many people are coming out is comparable to like the Me Too movement, and like the way that they're coming out is just makes me so sick for these people and just like how they were treated. And then like you have Grimes defending Lizzo, like that's who's defending her. It's not looking great. But it also reminds me of like when everything started to come out about Ellen, and it was like all these celebrities in support of her, but it's like, duh, you had a positive experience with her because you were there to be a guest on her show. You weren't there working with her all the time. And that's very similar to this.
Right. Yeah. I get the same exact vibes actually, like a lot of the comparisons.
Yeah. It's,
But this is like worse than Ellen.
yeah, it
Like
is.
Ellen was just like a bitch.
Yeah, Ellen was just like kind of a demon, probably, but this is like sexual harassment, like weight
Like,
shaming,
yeah,
all
like
that kind of
more
stuff.
harmful.
Yeah. So, but you know who is getting justice? Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, yes. So thankful.
Yeah, thank God. Because so finally, Tory Lanez was sentenced to 10 years in prison this week. And people are like in an uproar, being like, I can't believe he got this much time. This is crazy. You guys, he shot Megan Thee Stallion in her feet and then lied about it. And he also is being convicted of three charges that all add up to 10 years. Like, this is the best it could have gone for him.
I just, yeah, like why would anyone support him? It makes
I
literally
know.
no sense.
And it's not like this man is, like, I don't know. It's not like he's fucking like Lil Wayne or something where he has like all these fans behind him, like a loyal fan base. It's Tory. I could like not even tell you a Tory Lanez song.
No, he's like she's like featured in songs that I know. I'm sure of that. But could I name them? Absolutely not.
Oh, and then Iggy Azalea, did you see what she had to say?
Yeah, she clarified a little bit, but like, girl, shut up.
But I didn't know. I thought that she was just kind of like speaking into the void, like just like stating her two cents. But she wrote like an actual letter in favor of Tory Lanez to the court.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just saw that like literally this morning. Just being like, I've seen this man like at his best. I've seen him like diffuse confrontation and blah blah blah. Okay, so he still shot someone and lied about it. And the fact that you could defend him is like is just so crazy to me.
It's, yeah, like, okay. So he didn't shoot somebody in front of you.
Yeah,
That means he's not
exactly.
guilty. Like,
I
why is Iggy Azalea a character witness?
know, like, go away. Also, is her like legal name Iggy Azalea?
Oh.
Because she started off the letter like, dear judge, whatever, my name is Iggy Azalea. I didn't think that was like her real government name.
I didn't think so either, but I don't know. It could be weirder.
Yeah, you're right. But I don't
It
know.
could
I just
also be like
don't.
legally changed, even though it's not her like original name.
That's true. I don't know. I didn't know if you had any insight on that. I
No,
don't know
I
why
have
you
no
would.
idea.
I don't know why you would.
I don't follow Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, no, me
I know that
neither.
she makes music still has a lot of fans, but.
Yeah, she just started making her new album this year, so.
But I don't like follow her. I just see little tidbits.
Yeah.
Against
But
my
Megan,
will.
yeah, let's talk about Megan Thee Stallion though. The enough of Iggy Azalea. This woman has said that she has not experienced one day of peace since this happened to her. And I really hope that with the sentencing now being a thing, that she can like finally start to heal and just like experience a little bit of peace throughout her day, being like, this man is behind bars. He can't touch me. He can't talk to me. He can't hurt me. Like, I really, really hope.
Yeah, I wish nothing but peace for her. What she had to go through, get called liar, just names by so many people out there, like not even like Tory Lanez fans, like I don't know, people are just like in disbelief. I was like, well, who shot her then?
I know. Like,
Either
why
way,
would
she
she?
was shot.
Yeah, either way, she was shot in her foot. Like, yeah, and then she was like, okay, someone of this stature would not lie about that.
Right. Yeah. You
I
would
mean,
think
like,
not. And I know 100% believe her. Like, what?
yes, like, I never not believed in her,
Yeah.
obviously. But it's like, this wasn't just some like random TikTok rapper that said it, okay? And then you're kind of like, and like the story's wishy-washy, and you're like, this seems weird. Like, no, this is someone who was a world famous rapper, Grammy winning. Like, she would not just go on the record and lie about this.
What does she have to gain?
Exactly. Yeah.
She's more
So,
famous than him. She makes more money than him.
exactly. Like, let's just put it into perspective and let's start believing women. Let's start believing black women. And that is really like the moral of the story here. I rest my
Yeah,
case.
pretty much.
So, yeah, Megan Thee Stallion, going forward, I hope that she has nothing but peace, happiness, love in her life because that's what she deserves.
Absolutely.
Amen. Okay, let's like completely switch gears here. And talk about viral sensation in 2000, like 17, Lil Tay. Okay. Very sad to hear that she passed away at 14. It's like so fucking weird because like her brother, I guess, had also just like recently passed and like he's very young. And her parents are saying that their deaths are under investigation. It's very weird. I feel like this is just something that like I don't really like want to touch too much, but like it's looking a little dateline.
Right. Like, could there be foul play? Absolutely. Do I have any inclinations one way or another. No, I do not.
No.
But yeah, I was asking Maggie before we started. I was like, I don't even know if she has done anything recently, but I can't believe she's like dead. That's insane.
Yes. And if you guys don't know who Lil Tay is, like clearly you have not been on the internet for that long. Like Lil Tay reminds me of my freshman year at college because me and my roommate would like talk about her all the time and like how crazy she is because she was 9 years old at the time. Like hanging out with these like other like really just like weird out there controversial Viners because TikTok was not a thing. Vine was still very much happening. Or was it? No, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. When did Vine die?
I don't know. I thought it was like YouTube and like Twitter. I don't know what she was on.
Okay.
She was just around.
But yeah, right. And she was hanging out with people like, if you know who Whoa Vicky is, like you've been on the internet for a long time. Like
Yeah,
our
her and
brains are
Whoa
rotted.
Vicky were a
Yes.
duo.
Yeah. And they would just like walk around like, kind of like, I don't even know like how to describe them. They would just like scream and like yell and just like,
They would be throwing like bands around and
yeah, right. Yeah, just like really odd
yeah.
behavior.
A little Tay would be saying like just like swearing and talking with a black scent, and it's like,
Yeah,
where are your parents? They'd be
right.
in like random like Lamborghinis, and you're like, what is happening?
Exactly. Like that was, and it would like she was only talked about, like these people were only talked about because they were so like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
That's they had like no talent whatsoever. Like nothing was happening with them. Yeah. And I just remember like with my roommate, just like watching these videos and like talking about her all the time. So it like really brought up a lot of memories for me when it was announced that she passed away. But yeah, like so crazy, so weird. And I don't know. Yeah.
Her poor
So
family.
I know, but I listen, I whatever. I don't want to get into it because I don't want to get sued or something. I'll say it to you off mic. But the VMA noms also like take another hard left. VMA noms. Okay, we all know that, like the VMAs have fallen off and like, you know, like there hasn't been a good one since like 2014. Like we know it, okay? But Steven and I still watch them every year. We still like to see who's nominated. We still like to see who's going to get the Vanguard Award and like all the performances and whatever. But some highlights to note is that either, what'd you say? It was either Artist of the Year. I think it's Artist of the Year where there's no women nominated. I mean, sorry, there's no men nominated.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is a cause for celebration. And if you want to say, but Sam Smith is nominated, that person is non-binary. They don't count as a man. Okay. So
Yeah.
it's all women and queer people. And we love to see it. Queer non-binary people. And
I
we
think
love
it's
to
actually
see
the
it.
same. I think Video of the Year doesn't have any men either.
Even better. I thought Drake might have been nominated, but I wasn't 100% sure.
Yeah.
And we love to see it. There's also rumblings that Shakira is going to get nominated for the Vanguard Award. I would also love to see it.
Yes, same. I've probably talked about it on the podcast before. I'm a Shakira stan, not really stan, but I'm a very strong advocate of Shakira for Shakira. She's honestly 2023 is one of the biggest years she's like ever had in music. She just had a top, she had two top 10 American Billboard hits in 2023 alone. She is like the most streamed music video of 2023. This is like a amazing year for Shakira, like probably her best year since like 2005. So
No, literally.
I really don't know what this is about, but I love it because she's still
Yes.
making great music, still making good music videos, still working the stage. So she did a Super Bowl. She's probably not gonna get bigger than this. So this is like a great time for a Vanguard Award.
Yes, 100% agree. Like the Vanguard Award usually goes to people who have like peaked in a sense. I mean, like you just said, this is like her biggest year since 2005, probably. But
But
like, It's like we're not like this is like it, you know?
Yeah, like artistry wise, because it's supposed to be about
Yes.
people who like have changed the industry, blah blah blah. So like if you're still changing the industry, then the award's like not for you.
Right. And like we know that Beyonce has a Vanguard Award, but like who like she got it back in 2013?
Listen, I'm not gonna argue. They gave it to her. I'm not gonna be mad about it.
No. But like, you know, that was after her self-titled album came out. And I really think people were like, this is like the biggest Beyonce's gonna get. This is crazy. She did like the surprise drop. It was everything. Like we're still talking about it, obviously, but like Beyonce was not the Beyonce that we know now.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And then the other like strong rumors are like Taylor Swift. I just like don't see her doing it. Like I don't think does she have like time? Like I don't see it like fitting in her schedule to like do this big performance. I don't know.
No.
I just like don't see it for her.
But also, like, she hasn't peaked yet. Like, we are at like Taylor Swift height right now. And
Right.
it's really only going up with like the re-release of 1989 being announced. Like, she's touring and into the depths of 2024. Like, things are still happening.
Yeah, agreed.
I don't really have like anyone else on my radar that like could possibly be up for it.
Yeah, I mean, some people mentioned like Katy Perry, but I don't see that for her. She has not announced any new album or anything. If she had just released like a single, I'd be like, okay, maybe. But
I mean, like, she'll definitely get it in the future.
yeah, she's like on a short list. Like, let's be real.
Yes.
Somebody like The Weeknd or
Definitely, but like,
Drake, like,
definitely, but just like not anytime soon.
yeah, the yeah.
Has Christina Aguilera ever gotten it?
No.
I want to say no as well. So, like, she would probably be a good candidate at some point.
Right.
Has Justin Timberlake gotten it?
I want to say yes.
I feel like yes. Yeah, no, he did because he brought NSYNC out. I think.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so hard to keep track of all these types of awards, but I don't know. Shakira just makes like such good sense for me.
Yes.
The fact that they also nominated her for like Artist of the Year, I don't know.
Yeah,
It
I
just
agree. Like it should be like Shakira or nothing.
yeah. She was nominated for Latin artist for two songs, for best Latin song for two of her songs.
Okay, well then like there you have it. Like just give her the
Exactly.
Vanguard Award as well.
Right. And then I don't know, because I just saw rumors in general that like Shakira was going to do a performance and might be joined by other Latin performers, which makes me think she was going to get the Vanguard Award or like if they do like a Global Icon Award again, something like that.
Wow, like what's the
I
difference?
don't
There's
really
really
get what the difference
not.
is because she's going to give the same kind of performance either way. So
Yeah,
I guess I
right.
don't really care.
Yeah. Ugh, yeah, either way, as long as Shakira is like up there doing her thing, I'll be happy. And she gets her time. But I really want
Yeah.
her to get that Vanguard Award. So yeah. Let's get into our toast and our roast.
Yeah.
You can go right ahead.
All right. My roast goes to Doja Cat. She has done all this shit, spewed all this nonsense for her to make a song that would fit on any of her albums. This song she just released, it sounds like Doja Cat, the Doja
I
Cat we
haven't
all
heard
know.
it.
I
I
mean, you don't
haven't
need to
heard
hear it,
it.
it's not good.
Okay.
It's just like, how are you about to say all this and then make a song that just sounds like your other songs?
That's so true. Like, 'cause I heard Attention, the first single, and I was like, okay, like this is different. Like it's good. It's like it doesn't really have like a lot of like poppy undertones. It was very much like hip hop rap, like, you know,
Yeah.
like kind of like hard. But okay, I guess we
This
took
was
a
like
hard
poppy. It
left.
was like a little slower, but it was poppy, like auto-tuned. Like, what? I don't know. I'm just like, how are you about to act like this and then just release the same music you've been releasing? It just,
Yeah, like
she's just self-sabotaging. I swear. I think she just is like sick of this. She's just doing shit to do shit. I think, I don't know. I don't know what her plan is.
well, because you said it a few episodes ago that she's just like bored with being famous. She never wanted to be this famous, and now she's just trying to like get herself canceled pretty much.
Yeah, but like also I feel like she like wants to be famous at the same time because she's like, it pays the bills. I'm in these contracts. I can't like, yeah.
Yeah. But
I don't know. I'm just like, don't act like this. And then you're annoying.
yeah,
It's
I've
always
not.
it's been a bad day to be a Doja Cat fan for the last couple months. So
Yeah, I'm sorry about everyone who's a Doja Cat fan, but we
a
are
lot of
just
her
like,
fandoms have turned on her.
well, I mean, I would too if I had Doja Cat telling me, who was
Just shut the
like,
fuck up.
yeah, shut the fuck up, go get a job. Be like,
You're
what
not a
the
kitten, a
hell?
Doja kitten, or whatever they call themselves.
Yeah, she
She
was like,
basically
that's
is like,
fucking
your fandom
lame.
name is fucking stupid. I hate you all. Like,
Yes, like I'd be like, okay, never mind, deactivate.
yeah. Anyway, my toast goes to the person I probably toasted the most out of any other people, Kelly Clarkson. And I don't know if it's like her Vegas res I think it's her Vegas residency where she's been performing like her new album a lot. She rewrote the lyrics to Piece by Piece.
I did see that.
Oh my God. I'm just gonna read them to you. It's, I just walk away when they ask for money. I take care of me because I love me. Piece by piece, I restored my faith that a heart can still beat even when it breaks.
Period.
Holy shit. I heard her, like, the vocals angelic. I'm like listening to it for the first time and I'm like getting chills because I love that song, but it's like about her ex-husband and how, like, he showed her, like, what a man can be. But she, like, rewrote it to mean that, like, piece by piece, she showed herself what it means to be brave and strong. And that's so beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, because the original song was her like saying all those things about her husband at the
Yeah.
time. But now she's like, never mind, guys. It's been me all along.
Yeah. And it's beautiful.
It is.
And it's like it's just in a very artistic and nice way to say fuck you to her ex without saying it. And like, I'm the one who matters. Like it's been me. I'm my own hero. Everything. It's
Yeah,
amazing.
it is. I'm glad she's like in a place where she can do that too. Because this
Yeah.
divorce has been rough. It's been
Right.
messy.
She's handled it with a good amount of grace. And even
Yes, I
like that
agree.
lyric change is pretty graceful. Like she's not like bashing him. She's just saying, I am doing it on my own and I'm strong by myself.
Right.
And she is. So amazing. Sing about it. Make a lot of money off of it.
Yeah, I love that. Okay. My roast goes to Neo. Why, like, okay, this man is just like has not been relevant since like what, 2009? But here he comes. No one asked about his opinions on gender identity. Sir, like, truly, who asked you? Like, this was his original statement. So I'm not going to read it all, but this is just like, you could identify as a goldfish if you feel like. That ain't my business. It becomes my business when you try to make me play the game. I'm not going to call you a goldfish. I feel like parents have almost forgotten what the role of a parent is. If your little boy comes to you and says, Daddy, I want to be a girl, and you just rock with him like that. And then he did apologize, saying that he needs to be like better educate himself. He needs to have more conversations, just have more empathy. And I was like, okay. But then he like retracted that apology and he was like, but like if I like if my kids ever came up to me and said that, like that's not how it's gonna go. Like we're not accepting it. I'm like, okay, so like clearly you didn't apologize. You just apologized because your PR team was like, this isn't cool, you need to say
Well,
something.
and the apology was bad anyway because it's 2023. You don't need to be educated on it. It's an opinion.
Yes, exactly. Like you can't, like, like educating yourself means like you want to learn more because you're like, I genuinely like want to better myself. I
Yeah,
don't want to
like I
say the
didn't
wrong
understand.
things. Yeah, I don't want to say the wrong things. I want to better understand. This is like, also, sorry, no one is out here wanting to identify like a goldfish. So stop comparing it. Stop. I just hate when
It's always the helicopter, they usually say.
yes, yeah, it is. It is. I just hate when people are like, I don't care. Like you can, it's like you can go marry a tree for all I care. It's like, I don't care if you're black, white, purple, pink. Like, it's like
Purple, it's
all,
always purple.
it's like all the same. Like, no one is purple or pink. No one is wanting to marry a tree. No one is wanting to identify like a helicopter or a goldfish.
No, but they just
Like,
want to identify as the gender that they are, and
yes.
that is actually too much to ask for because you don't want them to have any rights.
Exactly. And like, I promise you that like little kids who do not feel like they're trans are not coming up to their parents being like, I don't want to be a girl anymore. I don't want to be a boy anymore. Like, they're really not saying that. They're only saying that
Right.
if they feel it like in their hearts, they're in the wrong body. Like, I just don't know what is so fucking hard to understand.
And it's like, yeah, if your 9-year-old says it one time, you're not gonna like go automatically get them gender reassignment surgery. Like, what do
Right.
they think that they're just like
Like, this takes time. This is a lot of conversation. There's like a lot of things that go on, okay? Yeah, it's not like you're taking, it's like you're rushing your kid to the hospital and being like, my daughter has a vagina and she wants a penis now. Like, that's not what's going on. Nah.
you would think so.
Oh my God. That is not what's happening.
Yeah.
So I need
Wow.
people like Neo, who are like so fucking irrelevant in this world, to stop talking.
I didn't even know he said something. What
Oh
an
my God.
asshole.
I know. God, it's just so frustrating. But my toast, though, is way more positive. Goes to Wayne Brady. Who knew I'd ever be toasting this man? But goes to Wayne Brady because he just came out as pansexual. Steven thought he was already a gay man already. I know nothing about Wayne Brady other than he's hilarious. And now there's even more of a reason for me to like him because he finally feels comfortable enough in his own skin to be like, this is who I am. I'm done lying it to myself, lying to my friends, my family, the world. So here I am. Take it or leave it.
Yeah. I don't know. He played a gay man on How I Met Your Mother, so maybe that just like seeped into my psyche.
Oh, okay.
And I just like thought he was actually gay. I don't know. He just gives me like gay vibes. So clearly
Well,
I was right.
yeah, he is, little bent wrist.
Right. He just likes everyone. But
Yeah.
yeah, literally love this man. He was on The Masked Singer. He was brilliant. I think he won. He can sing, he can act, he is so fucking funny. Like his improv on Whose Line Is It Anyways,
Oh my God,
so funny.
unmatched. Unmatched.
Yeah, like the most random show. I don't know if anyone actually watches it besides like reruns or like clips online, but he's hilarious.
Is it still on? Like, are they still making new episodes?
I think so.
Okay. Because when Drew Carey was the host, my mom watched it like religiously. Like, that's how I first found out who Wayne Brady was.
Yeah,
Which I'm
I
sure
think
like
it's
a bunch of
still
people did.
on. Yeah, and he also hosts Let's Make a Deal. I don't know if that's still on.
I have no idea. He also used to host a show back in the day, like Finish the Lyric or something, or like Do You Know the Lyrics?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that.
And I used to watch that all the time too.
Yeah.
He's just a great guy.
Yeah, talented man.
Yes.
Coming out at his old age, good for
Yeah,
him.
exactly. We love to see it. We
Yeah,
really do. All right. Well, you guys know where to find us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow, a 5-star rating, anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. And justice for Megan Thee Stallion and for Lil Tay.
yeah.
One of those people has gotten it. Okay, we'll talk to you guys next week.
See
Bye.
ya.